Are you preaching or teaching about the Nativity this Christmas? And if so, how are you going to keep it fresh when you and your audience have heard it 100 times? That's what this series is all about. So I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Teaching Tips number 391, How to Prepare Christmas Lessons Part 3. Today, engage the imagination. That's what we're talking about this week. Engaging the imagination to make the familiar story come alive again, afresh. 3 ideas for you here today. Let me know what you think of them. Firstly, use vivid descriptions. Use vivid descriptions. So when you're reading the nativity story, you're reading about Bethlehem or what happened with the Magi, you're thinking about the shepherds or the angelic chorus that come out to sing and praise God, the shepherds are there. Use your imagination to get inside it and think, what would it have been like to be there? And then help your audience, your congregation, imagine the setting. Set the scene of Bethlehem's streets that time when Mary and Joseph were there and she was heavily pregnant. Talk about what it might have been like for the shepherds out there in the fields. Not just they were out in a field, but what's a field like? What's it like to be out there at night? What's it like to be out there when you know there are wolves, perhaps, around? And then you see the angels. Use vivid descriptions of what's going on there. Or in the stable, describe it. Don't just say what's there and what happened, but use your imagination to describe it vividly. That's the first thing. Secondly, you can incorporate visual aids. For example, many skilled artists have painted the scene of the nativity or the events around it in a way that's really thoughtful. They've actually thought very carefully about the way they've used light and shade and color and the arrangement of the people or the various elements of the picture on the canvas. And these are often spiritually inspired people. So it's worth looking at old paintings, classic artworks, to draw out some aspect of the story that the visual helps to help us to grasp. I've, by the way, given you a list of these, or some of them at least, below in the show notes. So have a look at the show notes for that list of some. You might look up online and look at them and perhaps read the background to the picture or what other people have seen in them that helps illuminate the nativity story. You could also use video. For example, there's an episode of The Chosen or a section of one of The Chosen videos that has Mary recollecting her experience of giving birth. And I've given you the link in the show notes. You might like to use a clip like that as part of your lesson. Various ways we can use visual aids. Thirdly, third idea, highlight emotions. Highlight the emotions of the people in the story. You'll need to use your imagination for this because it's not always explicitly stated. But nonetheless, what you could do is focus on Mary's amazement. She is amazed when she's told what's going to happen to her. Focus on that sense of amazement. Or the shepherd's fear. I mean, that is referenced. What's fear like? What might it have been like for them? Why were they afraid? Talk about fear and what that means. Or perhaps the Magi's curiosity that drove them to that long journey. I've given you a link in the show notes to a story about that. So explore what provoked those emotional reactions and then how we can enter their experience by contemplating the nativity events ourselves. What's going on internally when we are fearful, when we are amazed, or when we are insanely curious, as the Magi certainly were? And how would that, say, curiosity look today for someone to imitate that or to, having found that curiosity, to pursue it in pursuing finding Jesus? So 3 things you could do to spice up your Christmas lessons. Use vivid descriptions of what's going on. Incorporate visual aids and highlight emotions. What do you think? Engaging the imagination helps to make the nativity story more vivid, more relatable, more transformative, I would say. And by painting scenes with descriptive language and using visual aids to bring depth and exploring the emotions of those who witnessed, they were eyewitnesses of the events, we invite others who are listening to step into the story, into their story and into the story of Scripture. And these approaches, they can awaken curiosity, they can awaken wonder, allowing us to connect with the deeper truths of God's work in the world and in our lives. And in doing so, we move beyond simply recounting the events to experiencing them in a way that stirs faith and inspires reflection. Finally, what's your best tip for helping speakers in preparing inspiring lessons around the Christmas story? I'd love to know what you think, so drop me a line. Next time, we will explore something else that will help us in figuring out how to keep the Christmas story fresh. If you've got a comment, please leave it below where we can see it, because we learn best when we learn in community. Consider joining us at AIM UK and Ireland for our next set of modules, including New Testament Survey, coming up in 2025. If you have any questions about the Bible, drop me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And if you'd like a free copy of my ebook on spiritual disciplines, sign up for my newsletter at the website, malcolmcox.org. Please pass this link on to anybody who you think might benefit. And remember, at all times, to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.